I guess I'm old school. I was trained on a piano, not a keyboard.
因为我是老一代的，我是在学钢琴，而不是学键盘。
But I want to speak to you today on life under the sun.
我们今天正道题目是日光之下的生命。
The movie Ants begins with an ant named Z, and he's talking to his therapist.
这个蚂蚁尖兵这个电影，他就以这个蚂蚁 Z 开始跟他的这个治疗师来聊。
And Z says, "All my life, I've lived and worked in the big city."
Z 说呢，在我所有的日子里，我都是生活在这个大城市里。
And I always tell myself that there has to be something better out there.
我总是告诉我自己，一定有更好的东西。
I think he says everything goes back to the fact that I had a very anxious childhood.
我想呢，如果我想到以前呢，我一定是有一个很焦虑的童年。
My mother never had time for me.
啊，我的妈妈从不在我身上花时间。
When you're the middle child in a family of 5 million, you don't get much attention.
啊，当你有五百万个兄弟姐妹的时候，你是一点时间你也得不到。
And he said, "I've always had issues with being abandoned, which plagues me."
我感觉我是被抛弃了，这个一直很困扰我。
My father was a drone.
我的爸爸就是一辆无人机。
And he flew away when I was just a little larva baby.
当我还是幼虫的时候，他就已经飞走了。
And furthermore, he said, "My job really annoys me."
我的工作也很烦躁。
I'm not cut out to be a worker.
我并不是一个好的工人。
I feel physically inadequate.
我觉得我的体力不够。
I've never been able to lift more than 10 times my own body weight.
要举起比我的体重十倍以上的东西，我总是感觉不能胜任。
And he said, "When you think about it, handling dirt is not my idea of a rewarding career."
然后你想一想，搬运这些脏东西一直都不是一份有理想、有回报的工作。
Furthermore, he said, "I'm supposed to do everything for the colony."
难道我就应该为这个蚁群做所有的事情吗？
What about my needs?
那我的需要怎么办呢？
What about me?
有谁想想我呢？
I've got to believe, he said, there's something better out there for me.
我一定相信还有更好的东西。
The whole system, he says, makes me feel insignificant.
整个系统都让我感觉我是微不足道的。
The therapist responded, "Excellent! You made a real breakthrough."
然后这个治疗师回应了，说太好了，你今天有一个重大突破。
And Z says, "I have."
这个 Z 说，是的吗
？Yes, says the therapist. You are insignificant.
这个治疗师就说，是的，你真的是微不足道的。
Well.After writing about love in the Song of Solomon and life in the Book of Proverbs, King Solomon, in his old age, discovered that he was insignificant.
在所罗门写了这个雅歌关于爱情和箴言关于生命之后，他在老年，他发现了他自己的毫不重要。
Now here he was, the most important man in all the earth at that time.
他是当时地球上最有权势的人。
And he was the wisest man that had ever lived.
他也是有史以来最聪明的人。
And he had achieved great fame.
他获得了巨大的声誉。
But when he came to the end of his life, he looked back on it all and he concluded, "It's meaningless."
当他回顾他的一生的时候，他最后得到了结论，这些都毫无意义。
Life is meaningless, he says.
他说，虚空的虚空就是毫无意义。
There's no lasting significance to anything that anyone does under the sun.
任何人在日光之下所做的任何事情都是没有持久的意义的。
So how does a person find significance in life?
那么一个人怎样才能找到人生的意义呢？
How does a person find purpose and meaning in a world where there's no lasting significance?
一个人如何在一个没有持久意义的世界中找到目标和意义呢？
Well, today we're going to look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, where Solomon begins talking about finding significance in an insignificant existence.
今天我们一起来看传道书第一章，我们这里将看到所罗门所讲的，在我们人这个毫不重要的存在的本质中来寻找人生的重要性。
So we pick up the account in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1. These are the words of the preacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. Everything is meaningless, says the preacher, completely meaningless.
传道书一章，在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Now, life is meaningless is the thesis of this book, which contains 5 sermons.
生命毫无意义就是这里的虚空是这本书的主题，讲了五篇讲章。
And that's why Solomon called himself the preacher here.
这就是所罗门为什么说他自己是传道者。
He's standing before an audience with a significant message about the insignificance of life.
他向观众传递了生命并不重要的重要信息。
Everything is meaningless, he says, completely meaningless.
虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Now, literally, he's saying everything is nothing but a breath or a vapor.
他说所有的事情都是虚空，都是叹息。
There is no substance to anything that anyone does.
任何人做的任何的事情都是没有实质内容的。
There is no lasting value or significance to it.
然后也是没有持久的价值或者意义的。
The New Scientist magazine had an article in which the author Graham Lawson attempted to answer the question, "What is the meaning of life?"
在《新科学家》这本杂志的作者格雷厄姆·劳顿说，生命的意义是什么
？Now the problem is he tried to answer that question from a strictly scientific point of view.
他的问题是他试图从严格的科学角度来回答这个问题。
And that led him to the harsh answer, life has no meaning.
这也导致了他给出了非常严厉的答案，就是生命是没有意义的。
He wrote, your life may feel like a big deal to you, but it's actually a random speck of matter and energy in an uncaring and impersonal universe.
他说你的生命看起来好像非常重大，但是它其实是冷漠且客观的，其实你就是宇宙中物质和能量的一个随机斑点而已。
When it ends, a few people will remember you for a while, but they will die too.
当你的生命结束的时候，有几个人会记得你，但是他们也会死去。
And even if you make the history books, your contribution will soon be forgotten.
即使你留名史书，但是你的贡献也很快会被遗忘。
Humans will go extinct.
人类终将灭亡。
Earth and sun will be destroyed.
地球和太阳也将灭亡。
And eventually the universe itself will end.
终将整个宇宙都将灭亡。
And so against this appalling reality, how can a human life have any real meaning?
在这样残酷的现实中，人的生命怎能有真正的意义呢？
Now remember, he's saying this from a purely scientific point of view.
我们来看，他说这个是从一个纯粹的科学角度来看的。
And Solomon would agree.
所罗门也会同意的。
Everything is meaningless, he says, completely meaningless.
所罗门说，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，就是没有意义的。
Now Solomon used that word meaningless 2 times in this verse that we're looking at, and it's equivalent 38 times throughout the book.
所罗门所用的虚空这个词在这句话里面用了两次，也就是在整本书里用了38次，也就是毫无意义。
And sadly, after living his life with hundreds of achievements, Solomon concluded that it was all for nothing.
非常可悲的是，即使他的生命有数百项的成就，所罗门仍然认为他的一生一切都是徒劳。
Life is completely meaningless, he says.
都是虚空的虚空。
Then he asked the key question of the book.
他接着就问了一个重要的问题。
It's here in verse 3. What do people get for all their hard work under the sun?
就是人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
After a lifetime of hard work, he's asking, what remains of lasting value?
在我们一生的这种劳碌的之后，到底有什么是可以持久的意义呢？
Well, the answer is nothing.
这个答案就是没有什么。
There's no profit when you strive to find significance under the sun.
在日光之下，一切的劳碌都是没有意义的。这里的关键词就是日光之下。
And those are the key words.
这就是这里的关键词。
Solomon used that phrase "under the sun" 30 times in this book of Ecclesiastes.
在传道书中，所罗门用了“日光之下”这个词30次。
And it describes an earthly perspective of life without God.
它描述了没有上帝的世俗生活观。
You see, when you exclude God from your life, you remove all meaning to life.
当神被排除在你的生活之外时，你就挪去了生活的所有意义。
When you live your life merely under the sun, you limit your perspective only to this world.
当你仅仅生活在日光之下的时候，你的视野就仅限于这个世界。
And ultimately, that has nothing in it to satisfy you.
而这个世界最终没有任何东西能让你满足。
Peggy Noonan, a writer for NBC and ABC News, put it this way.
派吉诺南这个新闻撰稿者说。
She said, "We have overestimated the importance of happiness in this life."
我们高估了今生幸福的重要性。
Our ancestors believed in two worlds and understood this one to be the poor, nasty, rough, and short one.
我们的祖先相信有两个世界，并相信这个世界是单一的、贫穷的、肮脏的、粗糙的、短暂的。
We are the first generation of mankind that actually expected to find happiness here on earth, and our search for it has caused much unhappiness.
我们是期待在地球上找到幸福的第一代，但是我们对幸福的追求却带来了很多的不幸。
Now the reason is this.
这里就是原因。
If you do not believe in another higher,
如果你不相信还有另外一个更高的世界。
If you only believe in the material world that is around you.
如果你只相信你周围的物质世界。
If you only believe that this is your only chance to happiness.
如果你相信这是你获得幸福的唯一机会。
And if that's what you believe.
那就是你所相信的。
Then you're going to be more than disappointed when the world does not give you a good measure of its riches.
那么当这个世界给你的三瓜两枣不能满足你的时候，你就会非常失望。
You're going to be in despair.
甚至说你会绝望。
And we find ourselves in despair if we strive to find significance only in this world under the sun.
只在这个世界，只在日光之下寻找意义，就会发现自己已经陷入绝望。
So to find significance, we have to look above the sun.
我们要寻找意义，我们就要超越这个世界。
We have to look beyond this world.
我们要超越这个世界。
We have to look into heaven.
我们要仰望天堂。
We have to look into eternity to see life from God's perspective.
我们要望向永恒，才能从上帝的角度看待生命。
And that's the only way we're ever going to find real meaning in life.
那是我们找到生命意义的唯一途径。
And that's what Solomon does for us in the book of Ecclesiastes.
这就是所罗门在传道书中所讲的。
He preaches five sermons.
他这里讲了五篇讲道。
And each of them describes the meaninglessness of life under the sun without God.
这五篇讲道都讲了我们活在日光之下没有神的时候生命的虚空。
But each of them also describes the enjoyment of life when God is brought into our life.
这五篇讲道也同样讲了，当神进入我们的生命中，我们就找到了喜乐和享受。
For example, Solomon repeats the phrase "eat, drink, and enjoy." He says it 7 times throughout the book.
所罗门这里重复了吃喝和享受在这本书里面。
But he makes it clear that no one is going to be able to enjoy these things without God.
他这里说得很清楚，没有上帝的话，任何人都无法真正的享受任何东西。
In chapter 2 and verse 24 and 25, he said, "These pleasures are from the hand of God, for who can eat or enjoy anything apart from him?"
在2章24到25节说，人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这里是出于神的手，离了上帝，谁还能吃喝享受呢？
And Solomon said at the end of the book in 12:13, "Fear God and obey His commands."
在这本书的结尾，所罗门说敬畏神并谨守他的诫命。
So to find significance in an otherwise insignificant life, you need to invite God into your life.
如果我们要找寻意义的话，就是我们要 邀请神进入我们的生命中。
You need to look to the Lord.
我们要仰望主。
You need to look above the sun.
我们要看日光之上。
You need to look beyond this world and see life from God's perspective.
我们要超越这个世界，从上帝的角度来看。
Furthermore, to find significance in an otherwise insignificant life, you have to look beyond life's endless cycles.
另外一点是我们要寻找意义，我们就要超越这些生命中无止境的循环。
You have to look beyond the merry-go-round existence of life in this world.
我们要看到这个世界生命的旋转木马。
You have to get off the hamster wheel of life on earth.
我们必须从世界生命的这个仓鼠的轮子上走下来。
Here's what Solomon wrote in verse 4. Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind will blow south and then it will turn and blow north.Around and around it goes, blowing in circles. Rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full when the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea.
在四到七节，所罗门写道：一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。风往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，且返回转行原道。江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，仍归还何处。
Solomon saying everything goes in circles without any progress.
所罗门这里说的就是一切都在循环，却没有任何的进展。
Generations come and go.
一代来来去去。
The sun rises and sets.
日头出来，日头落下。
The wind blows south and then it blows north.
风往南刮，又往北转。
Water runs into the sea and then returns to the stream from which it came.
这个水进入了海，然后又回到这个溪流中。
Everything in life, he says, is one endless cycle going nowhere.
所有的生命都是无休止的循环，哪也去不了。
So to find significance, you have to look beyond these cycles.
所以你要找到这个意义，就要超越这样无止境的循环。
When Reuben Kleiber introduced the game of life in 1960, the goal was to accumulate the most money.
鲁本克莱默在1960年创立这个生命游戏的时候，他的目标是要来赚更多的钱。
And the way there was simple.
这里的方法很简单。
You have to go to college.
你必须要上大学。
Get a job.
必须找工作。
Buy insurance.
必须要买保险。
Save for retirement.
必须要为退休来储蓄。
Arrive at millionaire mansion.
要到达百万富翁大厦。
And avoid the poorhouse.
要避开贫民窟。
However, over time, the designers realized that the game poorly reflected the consumers' changing life goals.
然后他们就发现，随着时代的转变，这个很难反映这个消费者他们改变的生活目标了。
So they gave it an update in 2007.
在2007，他们更新了这款游戏。
And this allowed players to score points for good deeds like saving an endangered species or opening a health food chain or recycling discarded goods.
这是他们就鼓励大家用更多的善行来积攒分数，比如说挽救濒危灭亡的物种开一个健康的食物链，然后以及这个回收。
However, even at that, the main criticism of the game.Was that the only way to reward a player for good acts was with money?
即使这样，这个游戏仍然遭受批评。它的批评就是奖励善行的唯一的办法就是用金钱来奖励。
Save an endangered species and you collect $200,000.
如果你挽救了一个濒危的物种，你会收到200,000。
Invent a solution to pollution and collect $250,000.
如果你可以治理污染，你就可以得到250,000。
Open a health food chain store and collect $100,000.
如果你可以让人们吃得更健康，你可以得到100,000。
So then they made a new game.
然后他们就做了一个新的游戏。
They called it the game of life, twists and turns.
他们把这个命名为曲折的生命游戏。
And they took away a fixed path to success.
然后他们让这个你赢的办法的唯一的办法把它取消了。
Instead, they provided multiple ways to start out in life.
他们开始用不同的方法让你开始这个游戏。
But nowhere to finish.
但是却没有办法完成。
The seller said, this is actually the game's selling point. It has no goal because life is aimless.
他们说这就是游戏的卖点。它是没有目标的，生活就是漫无目的的。
Now, was that the best way that they could envision the game of life? Life is aimless?
那就是他们对人生游戏最好的设想了吗？生命就是毫无目标的吗？
Now, it is if you look at life under the sun.
如果你来看日光之下的生命。
If you exclude God from your world.
如果你把神排除在外。
Without God, life has no goal. Life is aimless.
如果没有神，生命的确是没有目标的，的确是。
Leave God out of your life, and life is meaningless.
把神驱逐出去，你的生活就失去了目标。
So to find significance in an otherwise insignificant life, you need to look beyond this world.
如果我们要在这个并不重要的生命中找到这个重要性，我们就要超越世界。
And you need to look beyond the endless cycles of this world.
我们也要超越循环。
Now, in addition, you need to look beyond the weariness of this world.
同时呢，我们也要超越疲倦。
Look beyond the exhaustion and the fatigue of life on earth.
我们要超越这个世界生活上的疲倦。
Look beyond the tiredness of an earthly existence.
就是这个尘世存在的这个烦累。
Here's what Solomon wrote in verse 8. He said, everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we're never satisfied. And no matter how much we hear, we're not content.
在第八节所罗门说，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
In other words, the senses are never satisfied.And people wear themselves out trying to find significance in their senses.
或者说人的感官是永不满足的，人们为了寻找满足而精疲力尽。
Solomon in his old age concluded that every pursuit is just full of weariness. It's tiresome.
所罗门在他年老的时候说，每一种追求都是令人厌烦的。
People live a weary, wasted existence.When they live their lives just under the sun.
当人们生活在日光之下的时候，就是一个疲倦虚度的生命。
They burn themselves out in the pursuit of satisfaction.
人们为了追求满足而耗尽了一生。
There's an old story about a mother who walked in on her six-year-old son and found him crying.
这里有一个故事是讲妈妈走到她六岁儿子的房间里，发现儿子在哭。
What's the matter? She asked.
妈妈问怎么了
？Oh, he said, I just figured out how to tie my shoes.
他说我自己学会了怎么系鞋带。
Wow, she said, that's wonderful. You're growing up. Why are you crying?
妈妈回答说太好了，你都长大了，那你为什么在哭呢
？Well, he said, because from now on, I'm going to have to do it every day for the rest of my life.
然后他说，因为现在我发现我们必须在余生里每天都在做这个事情。
The thought of that lifelong task overwhelmed him.
一想到这样的终身任务，他就难以承担了。
And that's what life is like under the sun.
这就是日光之下的生命。
It's very weary.
它是疲倦的。
It's tiring.
也是劳累的。
It's exhausting.
是疲惫不堪的。
A.C. Shelton in the New York Times wrote about the arrival fallacy.
谢尔顿在这个《纽约时报》里写到这个到达谬误。
The arrival fallacy is the false impression that once you make it, once you attain your goal, you'll reach lasting happiness.
到达谬误是指一种错误的印象，即一旦你发现了、实现了你的目标，你就会获得持久的幸福。
Now be sure there's a wonderful feeling about accomplishment.
当然了，我们做好了一件事情的时候，会有一种美妙的成就感。
But once you come down from that high and reality starts to sink in, you're not so happy.
然后当你从这种高处下来的时候，现实又卷土重来，你就不太高兴了。
Psychologist Ben Shahar said arrival fallacy is the reason that some Hollywood stars struggle with mental health and substance abuse later in life.
心理学家本沙哈尔说，这个到达谬误就是很多好莱坞明星他们遭受这种精神疾病的原因。
These individuals start out unhappy.
这些人他们是不高兴的。
But they say to themselves, "Well, it's okay because once I make it, then I'm going to be happy."
然后他们就告诉他们自己不高兴是可以的，因为我一旦成功了，我就会高兴了。
But then they make it.
然后呢，他们就真的成功了。
And although they feel briefly fulfilled, the feeling doesn't last.
然后他们就觉得很幸福，但是这种感觉并没有持久。
And this time they're unhappy, but more than that, they're unhappy without hope.
这时他们又不高兴了，但是呢，更可悲的是，他们不但不高兴，而且也没有了希望。
Before they lived under the hope that once they made it, they'd be happy.
在之前他们想着说，我一旦成功了，我就会幸福。
And now they have nothing to hope for.
但是他们现在他们没有任何的这样的希望了。
The problem is achievement doesn't equal happiness over the long term.
这里的问题就是成就并不等于幸福。
Our passage says, no matter how much we see, we're not satisfied.
第八节说到眼看看不饱。
We have to see more.
我们必须要看更多的。
And no matter how much we hear, we're not content.
无论我们听多少是听不足的。
No matter how much flattery or praise we get, we have to hear more.
无论我们听到了多少的奉承，我们就期待听到更多。
Life under the sun is a weary, tiresome pursuit.
日光之下的生命就是这样疲倦劳累的追求。
Of those things that will never satisfy us in the end.
这些事情也并不能让我们满足。
Chuck Colson, speaker and author, talked about golfers that came to his hometown of Naples, Florida.
查克·科尔森在讲他是一个演说家和一个作者，他讲了他的故乡佛罗里达那不勒斯的那些来打高尔夫球的人。
Now most of these were retired CEOs of corporations.
这些人大部分都是大公司退休的首席执行官。
And they moved to enjoy this area to enjoy its 27 golf courses.
他们搬到这里呢，是想要享受这里的一大片的高尔夫球场。
And miles of sparkling beaches.
然后绵延数英里、波光粼粼的海滩。
And the best country clubs.
还有这里最好的乡村俱乐部。
And Colson said, "I watch these guys. They're powerful people. They're determined."
科尔森说，我观察这些人，他们都是非常有权力的，他们都是有头脑的。
He said, "But now." They start measuring their lives by how many golf games they can get in.
然后他们这时就开始用他们能进了多少高尔夫球来衡量他们的生活。
So Colson would ask him, "Do you really want to live your life counting up the number of times you chase that little white ball around these games?"
然后科尔森有时就会问他们说。你真的想让余生就来追求这些小小的白球吗？
They kind of chuckled, Colson said, but it was a nervous chuckle.
然后他们就会笑一笑。这个卡尔森接着说，那是一种非常紧张的笑。
Because in 6 months they realized how boring their life really was.
因为六个月以后，他们就会认识到这样的生活是多么的无聊。
And they had a beautiful home, a castle of a home.
然后他们也有一个很漂亮的家。
But when they get bored of it, they build a bigger castle.
然后他们会疲倦的时候，他们就会盖一个更大的城堡。
And they're miserable.
他们还是那样的悲惨。
That's life under the sun.
这就是日光之下的生活。
That's life without God.
这就是没有神的生活。
And so to find significance in an otherwise insignificant life, you need to look beyond this world.
如果我们要在不重要的生命中找到重要性，我们就是要超越世界。
And you need to look beyond the endless cycles of this world.
要超越这样无止境的循环。
And you need to look beyond the weariness of this world.
也要超越这些疲倦。
And then in addition, you need to look beyond the sameness of everything in this world.
另外呢，我们也要超越这个世界它的单调。
Look beyond the monotony.
就是这个单调。
Look beyond the repetitiveness of life under the sun.
就是日光之下生活的这种重复。
Here's what Solomon wrote in verse 9. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. Sometimes people say there is something new, but actually it is old. Nothing is ever truly new.
九到十节讲，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事，只有一件事人能指着说这是新的，哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。
Now, despite all of the innovation, the world stays the same.
即便我们的世界不断的在创新，但是我们的世界仍然是一样的。
Because people don't really change.
因为人们并没有什么变化。
Author and publisher Leonard Woolf, after a lifetime of work, came to the same conclusion.
作者迪德伍尔夫说。
He says.I see clearly that I have achieved practically nothing. The world today in the history of mankind during the past 5 to 7 years would be exactly the same if I had played ping pong instead of sitting on committees and writing books and memoranda.
我清楚地看到我几乎没有取得任何的成就。如果我是在打乒乓球而不是坐在委员会里写书和备忘录，今天的世界和过去5到7年的人类历史将是完全一样的。
He said, I have therefore to make a rather embarrassing confession that I have, in a long life, ground through between 150,000 and 200,000 hours of perfectly useless work.
因此我不得不承认，这一生我做了150,000到200,000个小时毫无用处的工作。
Do you think that your work is really going to make a big difference?
你觉得你的工作真的能为这个世界产生不同吗？
Not really, because everything stays the same.
并不是，因为所有的事情都是一样的。
And through all the ages that have come and gone, there's nothing new under the sun.
一代过去，一代又来，所有的日光之下的事情仍然是一样的。
So we need to look beyond the sun to find any significance in an otherwise insignificant life.
所以我们要在日光之上寻找生命的意义。
We need to look beyond this world.
我们要超越世界。
We need to look beyond the endless cycles of this world.
我们要超越这样枯燥的循环。
We need to look beyond the weariness of this world.
我们要超越疲倦。
And we need to look beyond the sameness of this world.
我们要超越这个世界的千篇一律。
And finally, we need to look beyond the forgetfulness of this world.
同时，我们也要超越健忘。
Look beyond its memory loss.
要超越这样的失忆。
Look beyond its absent-mindedness.
超越他的心不在焉。
Here's what Solomon wrote in verse 11. He says, "We don't remember what happened in the past, and in future generations, no one will remember what we are doing now."
十一节说，已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
No one's going to remember you 100 years from now.
在一百年以后将没有人记得你。
Now think, how many of you remember the names of your two parents?
让我们想一想，有哪些人记得你父母的名字？
Probably you know their names.
很可能大家都知道。
What about the names of your 4 grandparents?
那么我们四个祖父母的名字呢？
How about the names of your 8 great-grandparents?
或者说我们八个祖祖父母的名字呢？
And what about the names of your 16 great-great-grandparents?
或者是16个祖祖祖父母的名字呢？
Very few people remember the names of their own family members just 3 or 4 generations ago.
很少有人记得他们3到4代以上家庭成员的名字。
So do you think that your descendants are going to remember you?
所以你觉得你的后代会记得你？
The fact is they quickly forget who you are.
事实就是他们很快就会忘记你。
Along with all of your accomplishments.
虽然你有很多的成就。
Ricardo Laquique rose up the ranks of pro football, and he eventually helped the Seattle Seahawks win a Super Bowl game in 2014.
里卡多·洛克特是一个职业球员，他帮助了西雅图海鹰队在2014年进入了超级碗。
On November 1st of 2015, Laquette received a vicious hit during a game.
在2015年11月1号，他在球场上遭到了重击。
He was left sprawled on the ground in front of 90,000 fans.
他当着这个90,000球迷的面倒在了地上。
And a year after that hit that nearly broke his neck and took his life, Laquette reflected.
在此的当时他几乎折断了他的脖子，并且上升。在此的一年以后，他回忆。
He says it's crazy what matters to you when you're in that situation.
他说，在那种情况下，想一想，你对你来说重要的事情是很疯狂的。
cars, jewelry, big houses, Super Bowls.
车、珠宝，还有大房子，还有这个超级碗吗
？They all seem so meaningless.
他们都显得没有那么重要。
He said, "I came up from nothing."
我是从无到有的。
I made it to two Super Bowls in a row.
我连续带着球队进入了两次。
I used to want a black Lamborghini and a 14-room house.
我想要一个黑色的兰博基尼和一个有14个房间的房子。
And he said, "Then all of a sudden, I couldn't move."
突然之间我都动不了。
And the only thing that mattered to me in the entire world was being able to see my family again and to hold my kids in my arms.
那是整个世界对我来说最重要的，就是能再次见到我的家人，然后把我的孩子抱到怀中。
After surgery to repair his damaged vertebrae and a few weeks of serious rehabilitation, Lockheed was walking again.
在对他的损伤的椎骨进行手术以及很多的康复治疗以后，他又开始走路了。
But a few months later, he made the decision to retire from football at the age of 29.
几个月以后，他虽然只有29岁，但是他仍然决定退役。
Lockheed said, "My head coach Pete Carroll used to preach to us all the time."
他说我们的教练主教皮卡。
You live in a temporary fairy tale.
经常给我们讲，你生活在一个短暂的童话里。
Your fans are temporary.
你的粉丝是暂时的。
Your coaches are temporary.
你的教练是临时的。
The big houses you live in are temporary.
你住的大房子都是临时的。
You can enjoy all that stuff, but it's not what will bring you happiness.
你可以享受这些东西，但是这些不会带给你幸福。
He said, "When I was laying motionless on that turf, I was completely dependent upon the help of others."
当我一动不动地躺在那块草坪的时候，我完全是依赖别人的帮助。
It was the exact opposite of the mindset I had when I went into the Seahawks game camp as a rookie.
这与我作为新秀进入海鹰训练营时的心态完全相反。
At that time, I said to myself, "You're a rock star."
那时我对自己说，你是一位明星。
You're a leader.
你是一个领袖。
You're the alpha.
你是阿尔法。
It's all yours for the taking.
这一切都归你所有。
And then he said, "In one second, I was helpless."
然后就在那一瞬间，我就彻底无助了。
And I would say, "Soon forgotten."
我会补上一句说，很快就会被忘记了。
Lockheed helped his team win the Super Bowl just 10 years ago.
他帮助了他的球队赢得了超级碗，只是十年以前而已。
But does anyone remember him today?
但是今天我们还有人记得他吗
？Probably not.
很可能没有。
We remember Patrick Mahomes from last year's Super Bowl game in 2023.
我们记得2023年超级碗的这个帕特里克·马霍姆斯。
But even his memory is fading with a new season upon us.
在新赛季来临的时候，我们也会忘记他。
Will we remember Mahomes 10 years from now in 2034?
在2034年十年以后，我们还会记得马霍姆斯吗
？Probably not.
很可能不会。
And that's the nature of life under the sun.
这就是日光之下生命的本质。
To find any significance in an otherwise insignificant life.
我们要在这样不重要的生命中找到人生的重要。
You have to look above the sun.
我们就必须要看日光之上。
You have to look beyond this world.
我们要超越世界。
You have to look beyond the endless cycles of life.
我们要超越这样的循环。
You have to look beyond the weariness that you experience.
我们要超越疲倦。
You have to look beyond the sameness and monotony.
我们要超越单调。
You have to look beyond the forgetfulness.
我们也要超越健忘。
And you have to look to the Lord, who alone gives meaning to life.
我们只能去仰望主，唯有他赋予生命意义。
Trust Jesus Christ with your life.
用你的生命来相信耶稣。
Trust the one who died and rose again for you.
让我们相信那位为我们死而复活的主。
Commit your life to Jesus Christ.
把我们的生命交托给他。
He can make even a cup of cold water given in His name to be significant.
如果我们以他的名给人一杯水，这也是有意义的。
See life from God's perspective.
从神的角度来看生命的意义。
Ask God to give you His perspective for your life.
我们要求问神，求他给我们他的视角。
And he'll make your life significant.
他将使我们的生命变得有意义。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of Solomon.
我们亲爱的天父，我们为所罗门的一生而感谢你。
He was very wise, and he talked all about life in the writings that we have in the Bible.
他非常的聪明，在圣经里也记载了他很多的智慧的言语。
And he learned one thing.
他学了一件事情。
That if we live our life only for this life here on earth, we're going to end up disappointed.
如果我们仅仅只是为这个世界而活，我们最终都会失望。
But if we bring God into our life,
如果我们邀请神进入我们的生命中，
and we find out what God's plan is for our life,
如果我们发现神给我们的目标，
and we include our relationship with God in all that we do,
如果我们在我们所有的事情中，都与神保持密切的联系，
we will find meaning and significance.
我们就将找到意义。
I pray that each and every day, each one here, would walk through life in fellowship, in relationship with Jesus Christ.
我求主让我们每一个人在每一天都是与主同行。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.